right here. Okay. All right. So I am Elliot Gray. I know most of you. I am over Fusion Kids Children's Ministry. So we actually have an upcoming event, and it is April 2nd, 7 p.m. It's our glow-in-the-dark Easter egg hunt. So we're going to have food, games, eggs, and a whole lot of Jesus. Because, you know, when you have you ever asked your kids, I used to do it with my girls, what's Easter about? And you want them to go, oh, the resurrection. And they're like, how much candy am I going to get? And I'm like, yes. Yeah, so your kids will get candy, but I promise you they'll get Jesus too, even if they don't tell you they did. So we're going to have postcards so the kids can invite friends. And so we should have those next week. So we're just kind of waiting on those. So today, I'm actually going to share about the Metroplex Women's Clinic in Arlington. So I have been with them about 11 years now. I didn't realize that. And I actually met Pastor Corey and Rochelle there, which is really crazy too, but I'll touch on that a little. But we're a pregnancy center here in Arlington. I have a whole bunch of information, so I'm just going to read a bunch of it so I don't leave anything out. We have three locations and a mobile bus unit. We offer pregnancy tests, sonograms, options counseling, resources to women who find themselves in unplanned pregnancy, and also all our services are free. So it's because of donors that we're able to offer these services for free. So we're very thankful for donors. So how I got involved many years ago, I was doing children's ministry too. So we were doing an outreach vacation Bible school. So we thought we'd kind of mix it up a little and get the kids involved. So we wanted the kids to have the opportunity to make an impact in the community. So the pregnancy center was one of the places I contacted. I asked how we could get involved as a children's group, which I was like, I don't even know how that would work. But they gave us... it was a list of baby items. So this is like probably 15 years ago now. So they've evolved a little since then. But so we collected baby items. The church collected them. The kids brought them to Vacation Bible School. We assembled bags. And then we blessed the pregnancy center with these baby bags for the new moms. And so over the years, too, my girls, so Taylor, I don't know, I'm sure many of you heard her sing. She was like this big and had a voice like this big. So she would actually sing to raise money for the pregnancy centers. And then they'd go buy baby gifts. And then there's also a fun run, walk for life they do. And so they would raise money there. And so it's like your kids can get involved, you can get involved. And I'm going to talk about a few ways you can get involved too. So like I said, I've been with them for 11 years now, and my position now is currently a spiritual mentor. And, when we started in Mansfield, that's when I met them. We were part of a church plant that had kind of ended. And so, I think our pastor at the time went on to help, I think it was his father-in-law, pastor, so they ended that church there. So we were kind of looking for a church, and we had just opened the Mansfield Pregnancy Center location. And so Pastor Corey and Rochelle walk in, and they're like, hey, we want to come in and help and serve. And I'm like, okay. So since then, they have been providing lunch once a month to the staff and volunteer for about, it's been about 10 years, right? Yeah, this is a lot of lunches. And I know Adrian has helped cater some of those lunches and different things. So really, and a lot of those lunch times were really sweet because the counselors were there and Pastor Corey and Rochelle got to minister to, you know, all of us and kind of bless us. And so, and that was always a very sweet time. So NEC also gives monthly to the pregnancy center. And so after talking with my husband, who I don't know if y'all know, he refused to fill out an NEC connection card for months. I was like, what is your problem? But we started going to the church. So I said, I'm going to go with or without you, and so are our children. And so he decided he would get saved, and he would come be a part too. So granted, it wasn't the first time he got saved, because We had youth pastored for 7 years before then, so he had been in church and saved, so I'm not quite sure what happened to him. But anyways, he got saved, he came to church, wouldn't fill out a connection card for them. So, so with donations like theirs and from others, the center is able to purchase sonogram machines, baby gifts, new mom gifts, and we do have that mobile bus unit. And I have been able to work at all of our different centers over the years and on the bus. So the bus, actually, we would park it out at UTA, outside one of the Christian college campus sites. And we would do pregnancy centers, everything, pregnancy tests and everything right there on the bus. So it's a really nice bus, too. But so donors save lives. And so that's a phrase repeated by our staff a lot at the pregnancy center. So what the Metroplex Women's Clinic offers their clients, so what an appointment might look like, it takes about an hour. So each client meets with a client coordinator who goes over her intake forms, options counseling, where they go over information about abortion, parenting, and adoption. They give the client resources for their specific needs and their different situations. So then a nurse meets with the client. She administers a pregnancy test, gives the results, and schedules follow-up sonograms. And again, all our services are free, and I get to meet a lot of really, really, really sweet girls, so, and women, because they're not all young. Some are just in an unplanned pregnancy, or they need a pregnancy test for Medicaid. So at the end of her appointment, she can meet with a spiritual mentor, and that's the position that I'm in now. We give her additional resources. She's given a list of churches if she doesn't have a home church. The gospel is shared. She's offered a Bible, and then we get to pray with her. So it's a really sweet, a real sweet time and a really amazing ministry. So if any of you have your phones, I just want to show you this. If you can take them out, if you can Google, go to the little webs where you can put in information. But it is worldometers.info, and I don't know if you can pull that up. And if you put abortions after that, this is very sobering. I pull this up often, and I, you know, take it out for my girls. But it's the site is called www.worldometers.info/abortions, and you should get. It's a running total. So it's just a huge number that will just keep going. And so what that is, that's abortions worldwide this year. So while I've been up here for about 10 minutes, there's already been 600 abortions. And it's, I mean, it is crazy when you think about it. And so you can pull that up at any time, and it basically is one abortion a second. And sometimes, I mean, that thing will start going even faster. And in as the church, I mean, this is just something we need to pray for, you know, that the Spirit of God would fall and just that we would speak life into these situations and just pregnancy centers all over the world that are doing what we're doing. So there's another resource we have at the center. It's called You're Treasured. And so for every abortion performed, there was a woman affected by that decision. So You Are Treasured is a group of women who meet to walk through the healing of a past abortion. So our center offers it 2 times a year, once in the spring and once in the fall. And so through that ministry, women are being redeemed, restored, set free, healed, delivered. And so it's not just we're meeting women before they decide what to do with their pregnancy. We also have resources for men who are struggling with past abortions, different ministries that have come alongside of us that offer these resources. So I'm going to share with you the 2020 stats for the year. So this is during a pandemic, and I actually have these on the back table when you leave, so you can take them with you. So we have seen 5,178 clients in 2020. We had 1,254 ultrasounds, 2,348 pregnancy tests. We saw 1,438 clients who attended free educational classes we offer, like a pregnancy and beyond, a breastfeeding class and training up your toddler. So these are just things beyond what they can have when they leave the center. 150 men and women volunteers, 266 salvations, 1,076 babies born. Clients seen since 1984 are 98,378 ladies. And then we do diaper drives, I think it's once every few months. So diaper drive clients, they can drive through, they pick up a gift basket with diapers and baby items, might be food or formula or different things they put in them. So 569 this past year we saw. And then 11,455 volunteer hours. And so, and like I said, it's an amazing ministry to be a part of and to be on the front lines. So how you can get involved is there's different volunteer opportunities. So the Metroplex Women's Clinic, we actually have three resale stores in Arlington. So at those stores, if you want to go in and clean your house out, it's a great opportunity, and you can give. So you can donate your gently used items to our resale stores, like clothing, shoes, household items, toys, furniture, and all those proceeds go back into the center to, you know, have reach those women for in an unplanned pregnancy. There's a yearly gala. It's like a banquet and an auction. There's a walk for life and a 5K run in the spring. You can also give items for baby bags and moms. Back there, it says Oh Baby on it. And on their website, there's a list of different things, and they collect them all year long. So there are times when we go to the store, I'll just throw, you know, stroll through like the Target clearance section or wherever we are. And if they have little onesies, any little bibs, anything like that, you can always bring them, drop them off at the guest service table, and I will get them over to the center. You can donate Bibles, because like I said, we offer a Bible to each of the women who come through. You can give online at the Metroplex Women's Clinic. You can volunteer at one of our centers. So we need nurses, client coordinators, spiritual mentors, and this is an exciting thing. Men can also volunteer now as client coordinators and spiritual mentors, and I thought a pastor, but I know there's a lot on his plate right now. But if he would ever like to, so actually while the girls meet with the client coordinator, their boyfriend or husband can meet with a male client coordinator and spiritual mentor. So he's getting counseled, you know, and just information given to him for his situation, and then he's also able to be prayed with and, you know, given if he's not connected with the church. So it's not just him sitting in the waiting room or the car, it's him actually getting involved. So that's been really exciting. So you'll be trained and equipped in these positions, our weekly 4-hour shift. So you can volunteer at our resale stores. So you can do it with family, friends, coworkers. On summer breaks, I was telling Savannah, my girls would go to the resale store, and while I went and worked in the center, they worked out with Sylvia usually and kind of helped just in the store. And then the main thing is pray, because, you know, the women coming to our centers, the volunteers that are coming, and it's just, I mean, we're in a huge battle. I mean, because if you look at the culture right now, when girls sit in there and talk to me, I mean, the narrative is, it's my body, it's my choice, it's not a big deal, I'll be fine, I don't have the finances, I can't do, and you just, it's the same narrative. It always blows my mind, and but we do, we pray and we speak life into these situations and into every girl, you know, to every girl who comes in, that she would see the value of that life. And so, but yeah, and that is about all I have. I don't know. Pastor said he's going to charge me if I'm going over. But yeah, I don't know if Pastor or Rochelle, if you would want to pray. You want to do it? I love when she prays down heaven. So, and like I said, I'll be back there after service, and there's some information on the counter back there.
Thank you, Aliette, for all of that information. Don't y'all appreciate what Aliette does? Father God, we just thank you, oh Lord, for people like Aliette and all of the life-minded people that want to get in there and work and give of their time and their talents and finances and all that they give and pour into the lives of these girls, pour into the lives of families, pour into the lives so that they can save a life. And Lord, we pray that you would bless the Metroplex Women's Clinics. Bless each clinic. Bless the retail shops. Lord, bless this ministry, oh God. Give them favor. Give them the finances that they need. Thank you for your provision, oh God, that you are their source. And Lord, I just thank you that you put it in the hearts of people to give of their time, to give of their finances, to give of whatever way and whatever it is that your will is for them to give, that they will be willing to give. And Lord, I just thank you for these people that when people, they save lives, they say you use them to save babies' lives and to save souls. Thank you for the babies' lives that are saved and for the souls that are saved that come through those clinics, Lord. I just thank you, oh God, that you are blessing them, your hand is upon them, and you will prosper them and use them for your glory and honor, oh God. And it's in Jesus' name that we declare these things. Amen.